rumbles in the jungles. Mungo was angry as he ran to the place he thought he had heard the rumbles.
I need to look for clues to find King Zamusa.
Suddenly he heard the sound of crying, and peering through the leaves, he saw the beautiful Prill, Zamusa's only daughter.
Please don't cry, said gently. I will find your father.
Oh, Mungo, thank you. But look, I found Daddy's crown.
Well done, Prill. Now, let's see. More clues. Oh no! Greasy hair! This means the foul scarab twins did it. I must leave, now!
Let me come too,
pleaded Prill.
If I stay, I have to marry Skinny Malinx at noon, and I was only doing it to please Daddy.
Mungo was delighted, for he had always loved Prill. He took her by the wing, and the two friends set off to find the king. Meanwhile, the creatures were forced to buy warm jungle juice from the treacherous Skinny Malinx, as only he knew its secret source. And they all knew that after just 7 days without any jungle juice, you caught the dreaded disease, Megalopody. Within a week, they would all have swollen feet covered with horrible green warts. At noon, Skinny Malinx was furious to discover that Prill had vanished, along with Mungo. Rumors spread among the creatures that they had gone to search for Zamusa. The two friends hunted for 5 days, but found nothing.
We'll catch Megalopody!
Shh, said Mungo.
I hear the scarabs cackling just over there.
They crept up to see Zamusa trapped high on a platform over a swamp of quicksand.
Wait here, Prill. I have an idea.
Quietly, Mungo began to climb a palm.
Do be careful,
cried Prill. Once he was near the top, the palm bent slowly over.
Not a sound, sire,
he whispered. At the very top, Mungo stuck out a hand and plucked Zamusa up off the platform. Suddenly, the palm sprang back with such force that the two figures were catapulted high into the sky. And Prill let out a shriek.
Grab her! Seize her!
Yelled the scarabs.
Help!
Screamed the frightened princess.
Mungo! Daddy! Help!
The foul twins were just about to pounce on the poor girl when Mungo and Zamusa crashed down right on top of them.
A nasty spot to land, muttered Mungo, but we seem to have knocked them out.
Oh, Daddy, you're safe, thanks to Mungo.
The three of them tied up the dazed scarab twins and left immediately to put an end to the treacherous deeds of Skinny Malinx. All the creatures were still queuing to buy warm juice when they heard a voice shouting,
Don't pay him anything.
They all turned to see Zamusa with Prill and Mungo. And a great cheer went up.
Hooray!
Hooray! Long live the king! Hooray for Zamusa! Skinny Malinx, you are banished to the swamps for your evil treachery,
boomed the king.
Never to return!
Hooray! Long live the king!
Another cheer went up. The next day, an enormous feast was held to celebrate the return of the kind King Zamusa and the wedding of Prill and Mungo, now made official keeper of the juices. And once again, life was peaceful and contented for the creatures in the jungle.